you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, July 19th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. A mask mandate for indoor public places is now in place in Los Angeles County, no matter if you're vaccinated or not. That mandate went into effect Saturday night as health officials try to get a handle on a rising number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations. They say the Delta variant is driving the increase, especially among unvaccinated people. LA County Board of Supervisors Chair Hilda Solis says she is in favor of the renewed mask mandate.
I'm not pleased that we have to go back to using the mask in this manner, but nonetheless, it's going to save lives. And right now, that to me is what's most important, and really getting more people to understand that they have to get vaccinated.
Solis was a guest on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Not everyone is on board with the mandate, though. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and Supervisor Catherine Barger say it conflicts with federal guidelines and won't help the county stress test the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines. The sheriff also says his deputies will not be enforcing the renewed masking rule. Here are the latest numbers in Los Angeles County. Public health officials reported more than 1,600 new coronavirus infections yesterday. That is the 10th consecutive day of at least 1,000 new cases. The number of people in the hospital due to COVID-19 is also going up and now stands at 528, about a fifth of whom is intensive care. 41 candidates have met the deadline to run in the recall election against Governor Newsom. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The Secretary of State released a list over the weekend of all the candidates who filed the proper paperwork to run as a possible replacement for Newsom. It includes candidates who've already been campaigning, including former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, reality star Caitlyn Jenner, and businessman John Cox. Notably absent from the list is conservative radio host Larry Elder, who announced he would run last week. Elder insists he submitted the proper paperwork. He also noted the list isn't final and says he expects to be on it when it's certified on Wednesday. Also absent from the list, any establishment Democrats. Newsom is backed by the party and appears to have fended off a challenge. That also means Democratic voters won't have an establishment backup candidate to support if Newsom is recalled. Every California voter will be mailed a ballot for the recall, which is set for September 14th. For the Cap Radio Network, I'm Nicole Nixon.
How would you like to go running in one of the hottest places on Earth? Sounds a bit daft, right? But dozens of elite distance runners are gearing up for what's billed as the toughest road race on the planet. It starts tonight, and KPCC's Lita Martinez reports that it will take these runners through the scorching landscape of Death Valley.
The Badwater Ultramarathon has been considered the holy grail of endurance events for the past four decades. The grueling 135-mile trek starts below sea level and ends at the trailhead to Mount Whitney at an elevation of more than 8,000 feet. The fastest time ever is 21 and a half hours. And all that wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for the scorching triple-digit temperatures.
3 years ago, the park superintendent came up to me at the start line right around sunset and said, "It's 117 degrees. This is great."
That's race director Chris Kostman. He says the event is invitation only and runners are vetted in part based on their ability to tolerate intense heat. But it's never been hot enough to justify calling the whole thing off.
I mean, if it's 115 or 120, there's not a lot of difference between that.
Death Valley recently hit an astonishing 130 degrees, and scientists say average temperatures there are climbing, just like everywhere else. So it's possible that Badwater could get even tougher in the years to come. I'm Lita Martinez.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.